Oh.
Hey, Tabitha, how are you?
Good.
Good. This is Zach. We spoke yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm driving and my GPS was talking the same time you were, so I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. I was just saying, this is Zach. We spoke yesterday about your house that you're interested in selling, and I just wanted to reach back out to you and see if you kind of thought about just kind of how you wanted to pursue things, if you still did.
No, because I'm looking to make something off of it. I don't want to break even, and I don't want to walk away with $10,000 or $20,000 in my pocket when I know I put more than that in it.
Right. So you just
I want to recoup something. So
you're just going to hold on to it for now.
Yes, I'm just going to wait for now.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to move anyway, I think, as we discussed, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I want equity, you know.
Everybody does, sure.
You know? Yeah, so I'm going to wait for that.
Well, I think that's a wise decision. And, you know, if something changes where you need to move or, you know, life happens, so, you know, just keep me in mind when you do anything, if you decide to do anything, because I am interested in it.
So if you were to look at it, what would it sell for? Because I know that it was appraised at $450 at closing.
Right. And I mean, that's...
So,
and you owe, like, what, three, about that on it? I can't remember. I looked at it yesterday.
I owe, like, $4.9, $4.10, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you sold it, you know, it's not really worth more than what you bought it for because you just bought it. So, I mean, with closing costs and everything, I mean, you might make $5,000, maybe. But there's not really anything that you wouldn't really make any money because, you know, realtor fees and things of that nature.
So y'all have fees and stuff too?
Well, I mean, if we were to do it, then that's a different story. I mean, I would be I'd be willing to flat fee list it based upon just you wanting to recoup as much money as possible. So, I mean, you know, let's just say it sold for $450, flat feed it at 10, you owe 408. I mean, I could probably get you $30,000 out of the deal if we listed it, but we control, you know, considering, you know, we're our own broker, we can control how much we charge you as the seller. So, I mean, you know, that's what we would be able to do for you. But, you know, realistically, no one else is really going to be willing to do that. They want their money, you know, and just to be honest with you, I have enough lunch money for probably the rest of my life. And I'm not really looking to, you know, you want to move. I'd rather do business with you than not do business at all. So if that means me taking less money, you know, I'm fine with that. You know, God's been very, very blessing in my days. So, you know, if it's that important to you to move, you know, I don't mind listing it at a lower price. That way you can at least move and walk away with what you want, at least $20,000-$30,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wait a little bit. It's just that I just got fed up with being here. I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't like it here anymore. But
what happened?
For another year. I got divorced.
What's that?
I got divorced, and I said I got divorced, and it's just a reminder. And I'm seeing the same people we knew. It's just I just can't deal with it anymore. I just want to go.
Well, how much did you want to make? I mean, how much have you put into it?
How much have I put into it? I can't even number how much I put into it. But I lost 27, I think it was 27 off the bat. I think it was either 27 or 21, 750 is what I lost off the bat, is what I gave them, and I lost that money. Then I had to pay another, I think it was another 18,000 I had to pay. It was just a lot that I had to do. And then, you know, all the upgrades, and I don't know how much I spent for my upgrades either.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
Right. I mean, and what's your interest rate, you know?
It's 5-something, I don't know. At the time, it was going to be, like I said, it was real good. It was really low. But my mom passed, and now I spent about almost a year almost fighting him. So fighting the builder. So it put me into a different, then the rates went up. So that's why I got stuck with that rate.
Right. I mean, how much do you realistically want to walk away with at the end of this thing?
At least 60 or 70.
Yeah. The value's just not in the, you know, it's just not there. And I know, you have money in it, but, you know, unfortunately, that's just, you know, people get scammed, and it sounds like you definitely, you know, are a victim of some of that. And, you know, as much as I want to help you, you know, I have to be able to stay in business too.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody that talks with you, you know, they're going to say the same thing.
Right.
Or they're going to lowball you and you're going to hang up on them.
Yeah, I'm not desperate, so I'm not going to give my house away. I put too much into it. You know, I put too much into it, and I'm not going to just give it away.
Well, I think that's wise, and, you know, slow and steady wins the race, but like I said, I'm interested in it today. I'll be interested in it tomorrow. You know, one way or the other, I'd love to be able to do something with you, but it's just the value isn't there. You might have to wait a couple, you know, maybe 3 years.
Well, if I have to do that, then I'll do that, but I'm not giving it away, though, so.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I'm glad that you told me what you told me, and it changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, what exactly are you referring to?
When you told me that there's no equity in it.
Yeah.
And I've bought, this is the first house that I own by myself, but we done sold about 4 or 5 houses already. So I know how that works. But I thought because the house sold next door to me for a good price that I could sell mine and get out of it, but I didn't know that I didn't think about, well, we sold a house in Washington State one time, and it was brand new build, and we sold it, we only lived in it for like 15, we only lived in it like 15 months, and we sold it, and we did pretty good, but that was this.
Okay.
Yeah, that was then, but now I know things are different.
Yep, they are. But, you know, we're still interested, so, you know, whatever happens, we will continuously be interested.
Okay.
All right. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay. You have my number, right?
And what was your name again?
My name's Zach.
Zach.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Zach.
All right.
I I'd be in touch with you, yeah, sure.
All right, you got my number. Save it, all right?
Okay, I'm going to put your name in right now.
All right, thanks, Ms. Hawkins.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.